The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Of course, a crazy conspiracy theory, Larry Holcomb, would be that Watergate was discovered and revealed to hide disclosure of UFOs and prevent it.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good one, Gene. I've never heard of that, but...
Yeah, that's
kind of a ring to it, doesn't it, Larry?
Yeah, it really does. That's a new one on me. You got me there.
Yeah, I like that, Gene. We're going to have to look into that more, Larry. I think that's a good one. Now, here's one from Vesey High Folk, and this is one that I've often wondered. And his question is there any evidence whatsoever that President Truman actually inspected the Roswell crash saucer debris?
Not that I know of. Not that I've ever heard. I'm not saying that he didn't, but I've never read anywhere that he did at all. I don't know that it would be necessary for him to do it. That's not saying that he didn't out of curiosity, but he's not a scientist.
Well, he was from the Show Me, Missouri, the Show Me State. So one would think something as amazing and groundbreaking as, debris from an actual extraterrestrial craft, you'd think that the Show Me president, had to sign the buck stops here. He'd be very interested to see that and would make some sort of effort to ascertain, for himself, and not only rely on his, military personnel, but also, possibly see it himself. That's a good question, actually.
It is. I have never seen any documentation anywhere that really points in that direction. There may have been some speculation, somebody writing some speculation on it, but I've obviously, and not to say that it didn't happen. I just have not seen in any of the research that I've done that there's any concrete evidence that he did. I think there was a report that he went to perhaps New Mexico or at some point during that time, but that was proven to be false. So, no, I don't know of it. I'm not saying that he didn't, but I don't know of it.
Well, here's another interesting question that I've always had, and that is I've seen over the years kind of hints and allegations that Wernher von Braun was present at some point soon after the Roswell story broke, and that he had come up from White Sands to ascertain the situation for himself. I have never seen any sort of smoking gun evidence that the Defense Industrial Security Council, or DISC, I love the acronym, which he was, I think, head of at the time, or shortly thereafter, I've never seen any real smoking gun evidence that he did make a trip to Roswell, but it's come up in a number of conversations with researchers over the years. Have you ever encountered any documentation that suggests that Wernher von Braun was present?
Yeah, but I can't put my finger on it. And there's no question that you had a lot
He was just down the road. I mean, White Sands is just...
I would certainly think that he would have been in the loop. Maybe not, but I'll tell you.
Well, especially if there was any suspicion that it could have been, German technology that was being brought out and brazenly displayed for the Southern Tier of military and security apparatus of the United States. You would think him or Herman Holbrooke or somebody would have been brought in, at least brought into the loop and possibly even make a trip there themselves. I have heard that there are some little hints, as you said. I mean, I can't put my finger on where exactly I saw this or who I heard it from, but that he actually did make a quick trip up to Roswell soon after the story broke.
Well, it could very well be. I mean, there was no question of a lot of people in the loop. Edward Teller, Lincoln LaPlace, Clyde Tombaugh, Dr. Charles Moore, who was involved in the General Mills Skyhook balloon deal that had seen a saucer and his, I forget what they call those things at the time that they viewed weather balloons through.
The Mogul balloon train, right?
Yeah. You had Enrico Fermi, all of these people at Sandia and Los Alamos had seen these things. They had seen these green fireballs. All of these scientists out there had seen them. And so you would think that certainly he would be on that same level and would have, but I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
That's a good question for our listening audience. If anybody knows of a source that can be cited that does indicate that Wernher von Braun was present at Roswell at some point, shortly after the story broke, I'd be very interested to know. And so with our vast listening audience out there.
Good question, because it's really very interesting that all of these very prominent scientists had seen these things. And one scientist said that they had become so common when they were having nuclear tests or rocket launches or what have you, that the thing showed up every time they had one of these tests, that they just started ignoring them. They were there. And all of these prominent scientists saw it. You know, the famous story about, who was it, Clyde Tombaugh, that he and his wife and family members sitting in his backyard in New Mexico saw this object fly over that he said was astounding, that he saw a UFO.
Remind our listeners who Clyde Tombaugh was. Wasn't he Hoover's right-hand man?
He was the scientist that discovered Pluto.
I'm thinking of Clyde Tolson.
Yeah, no, Tombaugh was the scientist. He worked at, I don't know if he was at Sandia or Los Alamos. I think it was Los Alamos. And he discovered Pluto. So that was.
Oh, right, of course. And founded the astronomy department at NAU up the road from here. Yeah, of course. I have, read over the years accounts of Sandy and Los Alamos scientists, especially during the green fireball waves of the late 40s. Quite a number of them saw these things. Here's a question from Blowfish, who's one of our very active posters at forum.paracast.com. His occupation he put down is seeking knowledge. And here's this question, trying to seek some more knowledge. Do you think other government leaders have their own type of MJ-12 groups which use ultra-secret cryptid systems to pass on information regarding such events of so-called predator encounters, which subjects have been taken? I'm not exactly sure what he's asking here, but I think the gist of it is, do you think other governments have compartmentalized groups, or highly secretive groups that vacuum cleaner up this type of information, crash saucers, let's say, very close encounter experiences within the military, that sort of thing? And if they do you think they're siphoning these events and the information off to the U.S. government? Or do you think they're holding on to them, autonomously?
Well, I think that without question that most all of the governments, if not all of them, because the UFO issue, the phenomenon is worldwide, and it's happening to all countries around the globe. And I think that certainly most, if not all, of the governments have some operating group that look into this, some more than others. And I also think that they're becoming more, especially South American countries, are becoming far more open with what they have and what they have found and what they have on file, and leaving the United States, as I state in the book, like a stupid ostrich with its head stuck in the sand. where you've got all of these other countries that are becoming more and more open and releasing their files, and whether they're sharing information with us, they're probably getting fed up with us and said, we're going to, the United States is being ridiculous, and we are, sooner or later, I would not be surprised to see a major country like France just completely open up and say, yeah, we've got the proof.
We got to do our break. The book is The Presidents and UFOs. Larry Holcomb's our guest. And before we're warned by our sponsors that we got to do this break, let me tell you, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we're asking questions of our guest, Larry Holcomb. The book is The Presidents and UFOs, coming out from St. Martin's Press next year. But you're getting a preview right now, and that's cool. Chris, any more questions before we get back to some things I want to bring up?
Yes, our good friend Polterworth from Germany.
Yes.
He's been a long-time poster. here at the Paracast, and you too can ask questions of our guests. Just go to forum.theparacast.com, sign up, become a member, and you too can ask questions that we'll ask on the air. Now, Poulterwurst is really interested in Jimmy Carter's sighting. And as you probably know, Larry, some people have said that he may have seen a star low on the horizon, like a binary star, for instance, Arcturus or Betelgeuse. Sometimes when it gets low, the atmospheric lensing separates the blue and the red colors, and it makes them appear to jump around. Has Carter ever indicated that he is aware of how the atmospheric layers with different densities create this lensing effect? Has he ever denied that that's what it could have been that he saw? And that's the first part of his question. The second part is, has any other member of the crowd Jimmy Carter was with when he saw his UFO ever spoken about exactly what they saw and if it had been truly anomalous? Good question. I've never heard anybody else verify his sighting.
That is a good question, and it's the second half this is what I'm referring to. It is a good question, and in studying Carter and his sighting, there were a number of men that were standing outside of this restaurant or wherever, I think it was a restaurant in Leary, Georgia, and saw this thing. And I don't know, I can't remember for sure if anyone else has spoken out about it. It seems to me that I did read somewhere that one of the people, or perhaps two of the people that were there, did say yes, they saw it, they verified what Carter said. And he did go into some details, and Carter was an amateur astronomer, and he said he knew the stars, and he knew astronomy, and this wasn't any star, and that it was far too big. I don't know that he ever said anything about the atmosphere causing it to change color, but it certainly did change color. I forget from white to yellow to blue or something in that, you know, something in that of that nature, but it did change color. I'm trying to remember exactly what he said as far as the movement of it. I'm having a hard time recalling exactly what his description of how it moved or it didn't move in relation to a star. But he was convinced he knew it was no star. He said flat out it was no star. He didn't know what it was. And he said, I'm not saying that I don't say or think that it was extraterrestrial, but I certainly don't have any indication of what it was. And it was extremely unusual. So it was a pretty good sighting, but no, I don't remember him saying anything about any effects of the atmosphere on it causing it to change color. But it certainly did.
Right. Well, that's been one theory that's been posed by skeptics and debunkers over the years to try to downplay the importance of, you know, a soon-to-be president having a pretty spectacular sighting. Well, but, you know, Poulterwurst goes on and is wondering, kind of musing here, about Carter clamming up once he became president. And he's wondering if maybe the Air Force had told him some secret findings, or the CIA possibly, that possibly they had clued him in to some information he wouldn't have otherwise been given if he wasn't president. And that's what essentially shut him up and made him play it down in later years. Well, what are your feelings on that? Why the turnaround? I mean, Jimmy really was into it.
We touched on that a little earlier. Yeah, I think the keepers of the secret, if you will, were concerned about Carter. But my speculation is, they got to him and said, okay, here's some basics. And if this is revealed to the public, there could be dire consequences, something along those lines. And I think our intelligence folks got to him and said, Mr. President, this is just something you should stay away from.
Let's move to a couple of other presidents here because we don't have a lot of time. We have 2.5 segments left of the show. Time really flies, and I know we haven't covered near the ground we wanted to cover. But let me just ask you very quickly here, and let's go through them. All right. Clinton. Now, we know that his last chief of staff, John Podesta, is obviously very interested in UFOs and been very public about it. But what do you think Clinton knew, if anything?
Probably a lot more now than he knew when he came into office. And that's not much of an answer. I think that Clinton wanted to know. He wanted the information. I think that a great deal of the information was probably withheld from him. He made some very telling statements after he left the White House. The speech he made in, I think it was Northern Ireland, where he was talking, he was addressing a letter that he got from a young fella asking about Roswell, and did he know if Roswell really happened, if it was an alien spacecraft that crashed there. And Clinton said in his speech, Johnny or whomever you are, if you are out there listening, let me say that no, I had it investigated. I even sent some people out there and investigated it. And no, I don't believe an alien spacecraft crashed in Roswell. However, something about the Air Force, I don't believe the Air Force knows that there or has any information on a, or had any information on a spacecraft in Roswell. I'm not doing this justice, not having this right in front of me. But anyway, and he said two key statements. He said, of course, I wouldn't be the first president that bureaucrats lied to. Now, I think that's a pretty telling statement. The other statement, if you examine it, in speeches that presidents give are carefully scripted. And he said he talked about the Air Force didn't recover any alien spacecraft. Well, in July of 1947, there was no Air Force. The Air Force did not come into being until the fall of 1947.
And so we shouldn't also forget, Larry, that Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar, a lawyer, and he knows how to parse his phrases, and maybe that's it.
And he even quibbled on how you define it.
Yeah.
Or
if.
Hey, let's do our break with Larry Holcomb. Presidents and UFOs, more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26 serving, 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Let me just throw a couple at you here in this segment, Larry Holcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Bush Jr. or W., would he have known anything about this?
Yeah, I think he probably knew a fair amount, but Bush was consumed with 9/11 and the after effect of 9/11. And the war on terror. I think that he probably had a great deal of knowledge from both his dad and Dick Cheney. I think Cheney, you know, Bush was asked what he knew about UFOs, and he said, go ask Cheney. Well, the smart money, so to speak, is that Rumsfeld and Cheney were really in the loop. Those two were really are really in with the insiders. On knowledge of UFOs. As a matter of fact, I found a letter in one of the presidential libraries from Donald Kehoe to Don Rumsfeld, telling Don Rumsfeld that he would certainly keep, when Rumsfeld was chief of staff to President Ford, that he'd certainly keep him informed of anything that NICAP found out, that his organization, NICAP, found out, and it was enclosing some documents and what have you, and Rumsfeld wrote back to him and said, I appreciate you doing that for me, Don, very much. Thanks a lot for all of your help. Well, here's the chief of staff to the president, Gerry Ford, writing the head of the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, thanking him for keeping him informed of what they were finding out. Now, was he doing that for the president and officially, or was he just doing it out of personal curiosity? I wrote a letter. I sent an email to Rumsfeld's office and asked if he would reply to this letter that I found and what I was writing in my book about it.
And his secretary wrote back and said, if you would send Mr. Rumsfeld or Secretary Rumsfeld the chapter that is in your book, he will review it and decide whether he wants to get back to you or not. And I never heard back from him. As a matter of fact, I did hear back from her that said that she had copied everything and put it on his desk, but I never heard anything back from him, which is not surprising.
As a matter of history, though, Donald Kehoe was no longer director of NICAP in the 70s when Ford was president. In fact, NICAP is pretty much downhill from there. Just a matter of historical perspective, even though Kehoe was still active in the field, I met him in those years. I interviewed him, so I know he was still writing books and everything and giving lectures. But NICAP...
You know, please. My age is catching. The letter, I believe, was not from Kehoe. You're right. It was from J. Allen Hynek to Rumsfeld.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's the case. And when it was Center for UFO Studies, I think that's what it was. I think it was Allen Hynek.
I kind of think that Kehoe, at that point, it was made no effort to contact somebody like Rumsfeld. Not at all. We can call him Blofeld. That's it.
I was looking to see if I could come up with it real quick. I think that's... wait a minute. I've got it. Yeah. Dear Don, in keeping your kind request of being kept informed, so on and so forth, best regards, Alan. And Rumsfeld writes back, Dear Alan, thanks for your thoughtful note and materials concerning the UFO phenomena. I appreciate seeing the enclosures. Sincerely, Donald Rumsfeld. So, yeah, it was Alan Hynek.
Okay, well, we got that. We got that straight now. I'm glad about it.
I appreciate you bringing it up. That was an old man's mistake.
Well, I'm not much younger, I don't think, but I knew Kehoe, so that's how it goes. All right, let's move to one more thing before we see if we have any more questions in the till. And the obvious thing is the guy who's there now, Obama.
Right.
Does he know anything about any of this?
I doubt it. Not to any degree.
A snowball's chance and where?
Yeah. No, I don't think the keepers of the secrets, if you don't mind me using that phrase, I don't think that they would trust President Obama. I don't doubt that he hadn't been briefed to some degree, but I certainly don't think it in any depth. Because I just don't think he's trusted. And,
you're saying the military authorities don't trust him?
I don't think that the group that I call the keepers of the secrets trust him. And that is the people that have the information and those that can release the information.
Would they feel then that he would reveal something if he knew?
I think that's possible, yeah.
Would we have said the same thing about President Clinton? And I want to ask you another question here, which goes back to the conspiracy of Watergate. That's something I kind of made up. Let me be frank about it. But if we're going to have efforts to stop disclosure of the secret, and we know that President Clinton had an affinity towards skirt chasing, as they say, which a lot of presidents did. Would the Monica Lewinsky revelation be another way to sidetrack any revelation about UFOs? I mean, it's the same theory.
It could be, but I think that
there's a reason I ask that, but go ahead.
Who's put in the who? What president is in the loop of knowledge and how deeply they're in the loop of knowledge is controlled by a very few people. The military, very few. How can I say this very quickly? I have a friend, a retired bird colonel in the Air Force, who has done work as a lobbyist in Washington and has close friends that he came up in the Air Force with. Although he's not a general, he has a number of general officers that he's close friends with, including a couple of four stars. some 3 stars and some 2 stars. He wrote each one of them about when I was doing this book, if they would be interested to comment on their knowledge of UFOs. Everyone wrote back to him and said, sure, they'd be glad to talk. No, all but one wrote back to him and said, John, we'd be glad to talk to Larry. That's no problem at all, but the problem, well, I don't really know. They said, you know, one of them said, I really am interested in the subject, but I don't know. You're talking to me, a 4-star general, man. The one that wrote back and said, I don't want anything to do with this subject, was a 2-star general that was head of a command that would know about every object that came into our atmosphere. I really probably, for the sake of John, don't want to go any farther than that with what he, but you can guess what he was in command of. He didn't want to touch it.
The reason I asked my, let me just say, okay, the reason I asked my silly question before is if a president, despite everything, threatens or is in danger of revealing this secret about UFOs, would they do things politically to stop him, cause a scandal or something, deflect attention, show him that if you say the wrong thing, we know about it and we're going to stop it?
All of the above and more.
Wow. Well, that leads to a question here from Dave M. And he says some presidents, like Clinton, seem genuinely interested in the UFO question. If these presidents can't get answers due to some sort of need to know, why don't they just force the issue, such as sending a task force to Area 51 S4 and demand an answer?
And before we get the answer to that question, we have other questions to be answered. Larry Holcomb, the Presidents and UFOs. By the way, if you want to get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, go to our site, theparacast.com, theparacast.com, sign up for our free newsletter, and we'll send you an ebook copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Chris being at a secret location in Sedona, which changes momentarily. Larry Holcomb joining us. Okay, so the question that Chris asked kind of follows my question, I think very much so, about the president being able to force the issue.
Send a task force and break down the gates and say, we want to know what's going on here.
Well, you're starting to get into an area where the president is he's the commander in chief, but he's sort of taking over. That would be a very radical move for any president to make, to go against his military like that, because these things are controlled by the military to begin with. You know, you're talking about Area 51, which I think is, boy,
you know, it's a red area. I mean, for the most part,
I think that's more of a farce. If they've got artifacts anywhere, it's probably somewhere like Dugway. I think that they use Area 51 as a diversion, but right. You know, that's another subject. We got this subject.
Well, let's get real. A lot of this information, Larry, is probably held in the private sector, out of reach of FOIA and out of reach of you know, just inquiring minds and government oversight. I mean,
but you can't
FOIA McDonnell Douglas or.
You take McDonnell Douglas or TRW Systems or Lockheed Martin, they're so good at security. They're so good at keeping secrets. They're better than the government. So, I think you're exactly right. This information, they have a group of people that are part of this core group that I've been talking about.
Chris, any more questions?
We pretty much covered them all. You know, obviously some of our, you know, prior segments, went over some of the material that, we would now just be kind of regurgitating here, but, pretty much I think we've covered, the bulk of it.
So Larry, since the book, you started in the book, has anyone come to you from the government and said, hey, don't do this?
No, it's not heard yet. I don't anticipate it. It's a lot of the things that I talk about are directed at the at what I call the casual observer, and well, and most of the stuff is if people want to dig, it's been out there. There are some new things in the book. There's some sightings that I put by the people that are related to me, but no, I haven't been threatened, and I don't think that's
no men in beige showing up with Samsonite suitcases filled with $100 bills yet, huh?
No, they're too
I've been waiting for them to show up at my house, man. Oh, you're getting too close to the truth, Mr. O'Brien. This should dissuade you.
Yeah, like
I'm still hoping and waiting, but
like my friend Stanton Friedman said, when the majestic documents came out, and he said, "Yeah, I wish the government would arrest me," he said, because that would prove it's all true. So, you know, there's one. There's so many things that you can talk about here. We got any time, Will?
Oh, we have maybe, I'd say, about 5 minutes.
I one thing I wanted to bring up that really tickles me every time I think about it. You know, we haven't talked about the Condon Report, but the Edward U. Condon that wrote the Condon Report on the findings of the Colorado Project, which was as somebody said, was the most, or one scientist read it, said it was the most biased piece of scientific work he had ever seen.
Well, let's call it what it was, a whitewash. I mean, let's get real.
Yeah, it was a whitewash. And they came, which the Condon Report said, for people that don't know, said that, in essence, after reviewing this for 2 years, we see that there's nothing to the subject of UFOs. They are nothing but something prosaic. There's nothing to them. The Air Force ought to stop investigating.
No, he didn't quite say that. The report said that they don't find it to be a something that should be concern national security. It's something that they didn't find any sort of threat to national security. It was pretty carefully worded, if you remember.
Well, he did recommend the Air Force completely dropping it, and they did. They dropped Project Blue Book altogether. The Condon Report made the Air Force, enable the Air Force just to do away with Project Blue Book, which was no big deal.
Right. And 6 months later, MUFON started.
But what's funny is, Condon's report comes out, and just up the road in Colorado Springs, Colorado's the Air Force Academy. And the Air Force Academy is teaching their cadets in a course called Introductory to Space Science, something like that. Well, they had a textbook, Introductory to Space Science, Volume 2, Department of Physics. And Chapter 33 is Unidentified Flying Object. And it goes 34 pages. And in the summary, they are saying that there could be as many as 3 to 4 alien races visiting Earth. And then they go on to say, you should not draw strong opinions on either side of the issue, but keep an open mind. So here's the Condon Report comes out that Condon in the University of Colorado has paid $500,000 to. The Air Force is turning back Phillips of Joy when right up the road at the Air Force Academy, they're teaching their own students that there could be 4 races of alien ETs visiting Earth. It just breaks me up every time I think of it. It's classic. The Air Force in for so many years, and please, anybody that's been there, don't get me wrong, I love the military. I love the Air Force. I think it's a fine branch of government. But I think that they have done, some within the Air Force have done some really stupid stuff over the years. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox.
Good point.
Well,
anything more.
It's incredible that you had these two events that happened, and then when this was made public, the Air Force withdrew the book and took that part out and republished it.
Right.
I can't wait for something to come along and crack the NRO egg wide open,
because that's where a lot of interesting stuff is buried.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no question about it. In any case, I'm sorry that you all weren't able to get the book, the galley in time. It is available now for pre-order at Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
When it comes out, we're definitely going to have you back, Larry, and we'll have a chance to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of interesting questions from our listeners, who are very up to speed, by the way. We do have one of the most listening audiences.
By the way, I see that you're a Mac man, and in looking at your bio, and after 15 years of PC, I finally converted to all Macs. I'm working with a MacBook Pro, an iPad, and an iPod.
Okay, you've become one of us. We have assimilated you. Larry Holcomb, can you tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff, maybe check out your website?
Website is www.LarryHolcomb, that's LarryHolcombe.com.
And we'll look forward to your book next year, The Presidents and UFOs. You can find Chris O'Brien's site at OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com. And by the way, we have a free copy of Chris's book, Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. We're still giving it away, the ebook version. All you do is go to theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. And you'll see a sign-up form there for our weekly newsletter, the official Paracast newsletter. You sign up, and a couple of days we'll send you a link to download a copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by Chris O'Brien. The offer's going to be in effect a while longer. We'll see how long. We reserve the right to withdraw it at any time. Larry Holcomb, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Delighted being with you, and look forward to coming back. It's been fun.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.